Don't worry about it.
We are welcoming Heather Taylor, who has Heather Taylor Home. You've reinvented gingham. You've reinvented linens. You have built what I think is a pretty incredible business.
Thank you.
And I want to know more. I want to dig into that. I want to get into the holiday decor. Mm-hmm. I sort of want to discuss it all. Okay. So I guess the first question is, like, how did you realize that there was a gap in that particular market?
Well, I couldn't find what I needed.
Yeah.
So I always loved having people over, setting a pretty scene. I've always been like that.
Yeah.
Like I, you know, when I was 10 years old, I would fall asleep reading Martha Stewart
cookbooks.
Yeah. And then when I became an adult and I started actually having people over to my apartment, I was like, there's no cute linens out there.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't exist.
Yeah. No, people don't even, not everyone uses linens.
I mean, everything that was available felt really like trendy or fancy or fussy. And I just couldn't find what I wanted. And my then boyfriend, now husband, who's Greek, we went to Greece together when I was like 26. Mm-hmm. And his relatives had like every morning they would set out the most amazing scene for breakfast. And it was just the most beautiful table linens that were like white, kind of lacy, crocheted, very simple. I'm like, this is the amazing feeling that I want. It's impossible to find. And at the same time, I started taking a weaving class at Barnsdall Park right down the street in Los Feliz. And so I understood how to weave something and I was weaving a table runner. People really liked it. And it just kind of all happened from there. I'm like, okay, if I can't find what I want, I know there's other people like me out there. Like, let's make it. So we started with just a very small tabletop collection. And now we've expanded to tons of different types of decor. And it's really cozy and fun.
So were you actually for a moment selling what you were making?
No.
Or was that just the impetus to start manufacturing what you...
The latter. Yeah. It would take me forever.
And how long after you started, did you start to sell just e-commerce online?
Yes. I built a little website, sold online, and then sold at a couple stores. Like my friend Claire V, like she sold it at her store.
Yeah.
And I knew, I approached the Nikki Kehoe guys, Amy and Todd, and they were really like my first big account. And it was so exciting because it was just this tiny little thing, but they were into it. And now they're still like my one of my biggest stores. And yeah, so we started selling to different boutiques and selling online.
How old were you when you kind of started it up? What were you doing before that?
Well, so it was 2013.
Okay.
I was like 33.
Okay.
And something that kind of helped lead to it was that I also had a blog at the time. They started a long time ago, like in 2006 or 8.
You know,
early blogging days. And it was really, it's embarrassing now to think about, but it was cute. It was called LA in Bloom.
Cute.
And it was all about like cooking and entertaining, flower videos, like flower arranging, setting beautiful tables, everything.
Cody, how is this like, this is like your
form. But it was like pre-Gwyneth, pre-Goop.
Yes.
Like pre all those videos.
So would you blog once a week?
Multiple times a week.
Okay.
And I had a video series that I was doing.
Oh my
this
God,
was
I love
like,
it
is so truly mortifying to look at them now. But actually, my friend Andy Jurgensen, who is now the editor for all Paul Thomas Anderson movies, including One Battle After Another and about to probably win his first Oscar, we had worked together in our early 20s at a film production company, and he like filmed them and edited all these videos for me back in the day.
Oh, wow.
So
oh, wow.
It was just like a fun passion project. And interesting things started coming from all of this.
Were you working full time while you were developing this?
At that point, I was in the art business. I was doing art consulting. We had
that
lots
totally
of different
tracks.
Things going on.
I did
but
not
I
know
wanted
that.
To get out of that world
okay.
because, and I've been trying to get out of it for a long time.
Yeah.
It just wasn't really who, I don't know, it didn't feel right for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I started it and then it just grew and grew. And I'm so grateful that it's still growing.
Have you seen like a resurgence in like purchases with, I feel like doing events, I do events and I felt like there was like a lag in, you didn't really use linens for a while. You know
what
I mean? They wanted the raw tablescapes.
Yes. No, people
but
love it.
It's having
now.
A resurgence right now, I feel like. Totally.
I think absolutely. For a long time, like, but it's been catching on. You know,
it has. But right now it's like
people are loving
people
it.
Are...
It's a way to, you know, people are doing things and so excited to share them on social media or whatever their platform is. So it's also just a way to like differentiate your table from this friend's table that you just went to at a dinner party.
Your
keep
magenta,
it fresh.
Your magenta red. Oh, my
it's so
Lord.
Fun.
I'm obsessed with the gingham brown and baby blue.
Me too.
I'm dead.
That's a good one.
I need
that's
that.
A classic at this point.
Oh, is that a just a
It's like a major hero product.
Okay, got it. It's always there.
I haven't seen that.
It's so good.
It's a core
hero product. We're now expanding that into, we just released pillows in that pattern.
I saw.
It's so good.
It's hard to find pillows too.
Yes, I think it really is. Like, and you know, I'm not the kind of person who's going to like hire an interior designer and make something custom and wait 14 weeks. I just want something beautiful that I can get right away that's going to feel classic and last forever. And
where are you manufacturing the lion's share of your stuff?
Everything is made in Chiapas, Mexico.
Okay.
And it's all woven by hand. We've been there since we started, basically.
Do you go down there often or not?
I used to go a lot. Okay. And then a few things kind of slowed us down between like COVID and Zika and all these different things. But yeah, we go and it's incredible. It's an amazing community.
And so then, so that was 2013, you had the blog. And then at what point?
That's when we started the business. That's when I started the business.
When did you open the store?
2018. And it was supposed to be just a 3-month pop-up.
Oh, okay.
And we're still there.
It did so well.
It's so funny. Yeah. We were there for 3 months.
Do you enjoy that, like, brick and mortar side of it? Because I just think that must feel so fun to have that, like, so people can come feel and see it.
Yeah. It's basically like a showroom that's open to the public and people can come and it is like a tactile product. And I love making a beautiful store. And over the years, we've done different types of activations. We've done wreath making and all of these really cool events. And it's in this crazy digital age where we all are so disconnected.
Yes.
My product is about bringing people together around a table or, you know, wherever you are. So the store is just kind of like a real life version of that. And I love it.
I love that. So was there a moment where you thought you wanted to get into the food, the catering side?
No.
You just like to set the scene.
Yeah. I like everything about it, but I'm not like a cook. You know, I'm not a chef.
Yeah.
There's other people who are so good at that.
Watching Martha's doc, I was like, I could do everything besides like the pulling vegetables out of a garden and like cooking.
Oh.
But I loved, like, she was gangster.
She could do it all.
She is gangster.
She would paint the house. She would build everything. She actually did everything.
It is kind of badass. We have carrots growing now, but I don't know like how to know when
I
to pull them up.
I know. I have strawberries and I'm like, don't eat it.
Well, the strawberries
like, this is for show.
Yeah. The strawberries get taken easily.
They do. And we have lettuce because we have a tortoise. We have like a bunch of different types of lettuce growing and strawberries. And someone ate it and I was like, that is so gross.
Oh, you can wash it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you can wash it. I don't know why I don't trust things that I grow. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I'm like,
wait, how did you guys meet?
We met in the mailroom at Paradigm Talent Agency.
2004.
Wow. You guys are babies.
Yes. We were the only girls in residence.
Oh my God, you've been besties ever since.
We'd
go on lunches. We're like,
she's tried to shake me a few times, but it hasn't
worked. Not working?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's really funny going around like her circle of mom friends.
Why?
Like, oh, it's Cottie. Oh. Cottie's first place. I was like, no, guys. I wore jeans to the party.
I heard.
Like a big heard debacle. Around the world.
Yeah.
No, but 20 years.
I love that. That's so special.
It really is.
Like old friends.
I know. I left the podcast the other week and I was like, she makes me feel so much better.
Aww.
Do you feel that way too?
I do. Even sometimes I can't really be mad at her. We have like a very good, she diffuses all of any conflict we have. She's really like good at diffusing. So
never goes to the next level.
It doesn't.
That's so good.
So we're here to. We're here to stay.
Couldn't be more different.
How did you meet Annie quickly? Did you meet her through the business?
Yeah, I did actually. Because we used to, pre-COVID, we had a big rental business. So we would rent the linens for events. And it was exciting. Like we were renting to huge planners for big events all around the world.
Do you still do that?
We don't. We stopped with COVID. And I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
And people ask many times a week.
Yeah, it seems.
But it really, at this point, like our retail business has grown so much that it's a totally separate business that would require a different staff
and your price point is, I feel like, pretty good. So if somebody wanted to just like.
And we still do have that. But of course, not everybody can do it. And I loved renting it.
Yeah.
But anyway, Annie was like our first rental customer. And we'd met on a photo shoot like at Jenny Kane's house a million years ago.
That's so cool.
And then she rented our linens. And then we realized we were
neighbors.
Were
your linens on the photo shoot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And she, I think, did the food for this yeah. shoot. It was for Domino.
Yeah.
And then she rented linens for her events. We realized we were neighbors. At this point, we were working out of our house. This was before the pop-up, which mm-hmm. is now our store.
Yeah.
So we were just working out of our house in West Hollywood. And then we realized we were neighbors, and we just kind of became very
yeah, you
attached.
Guys, they have a bond, like, that, like, you can – it's, like, palpable. Like, you know – like, it's deep.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
guys connect yeah. like on a very deep level.
Do you know who she kind of reminds me of? Barry.
Definitely. Do yeah. you know Barry? What's Barry's last name?
Gruner.
I don't think so.
Totally, by the
Doesn't
way.
She, I walked in and I was like, I did Barry? A double take. She's awesome.
She's an exec at yeah. at Disney.
Yeah.
But wonderful. she was a Mom a TIOH family.
Okay.
I feel like you guys probably have a lot of crossover of people you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a compliment. Because I was telling Cotty, I was like, Heather just moves through the world in a way. You have so much confidence.
Oh, thank you.
I love the way you carry yourself.
That's
you
so nice.
Are so like elegant and like understated, but elegant and chic. And I don't know. I was trying to explain you to Cotty a little bit to
That's
get
so
she
nice.
Feel.
Those are all so many.
And you
nice
poor thing,
compliments.
You sat down and I challenged your level of rosacea.
It's my.
It's like you don't have it.
You can't. You don't challenge mine.
I will
so bad.
Cotty will. Cotty will.
Look, rosacea is the pits.
It's the pits, babe.
Yeah.
I don't see it. So whatever you're doing
is covered up.
Do you drink?
No, not really.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's when it's
I hear that is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I drink a little bit, but not much.
That's what I always wonder with people who are in the event. I mean, you're sort. She's in events. Mm-hmm. Also at a studio. But I wonder, because you're doing so many events, although you're working, are you compelled to be drinking and partaking because of that?
Well, I'm not really doing a
events.
Lot of events.
You're more selling your product,
yeah,
and, which is then used for like gatherings and
exactly.
events.
Exactly. Like, you know, I wanted a business that would be pretty automated where
yes.
I could make a thing,
yes.
photograph it, and then sell it hopefully a million times.
Yeah.
And that's kind of... That's the goal, and that's kind of how it's working out. So I'm not really at events. Of course, like, I'm out and about,
uh-huh.
you know.
Yes.
But, no, pretty focused on just
yeah.
doing the job,
yeah.
getting it done.
I just feel like all of your tablescapes make me want to sit down and, like, have a cocktail or, like, a glass
of
wine.
It makes me jealous.
It's very cozy.
It makes me hate you a bit because I'm like, God, she's good at it.
Oh, that's so nice.
You're very
good at it. You really are.
It's so fun. I love it. I'm dreaming up Thanksgiving stuff right now.
So let's talk about Thanksgiving.
Let's do it. I have no plans.
Okay, so who hosts Thanksgiving typically at your house?
I host Thanksgiving.
You host Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
For how many typically?
I have 17 this year.
Wow.
So do I.
No. That's Rosacea and 17?
I'm open if you want to style.
What's your sign? I have to ask. I ask everyone.
Oh, really? I'm a Sag.
Oh,
what does it mean to you?
It just means...
Everything.
Okay.
I won't go into it. No, but I just... The connections usually are consistent.
What does that mean?
With like different people of different... Like signs that I know or friends. Like, you know, you know what I'm saying?
When is Sagittarius? December?
It's yeah. November, December.
Yeah.
Late November. December. My dad's a Sag.
When is your birthday?
Sweet December soul. 5th.
Oh my gosh.
My dad's
almost.
The 4th.
Aw.
Sweet souls.
No, I just find commonality and traits in mm-hmm. people that are often the same.
What's okay. Annie?
We're not into that stuff, so I barely even know.
Wait, When's her birthday?
We could Google
May
it.
May 1st. She's Taurus. Taurus?
Okay. Yeah.
We're not into
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah. No, we're not into it.
Which, by the way,
all.
Spiritually closed
I just,
off.
I don't, I just like
spiritual?
To know because sometimes it'll be like, oh, I'm an Aquarius, and then you guys will have the same birthday or something. Like, I just, that stuff I think is fun.
Wait, what is May 1st? Is it Taurus? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
see,
so I
she's,
did know.
Yeah, she knows
yeah,
all
know.
That. I don't
what
know.
What are you?
Libra.
Okay, yeah, I like people ask, I barely know what my kids are. I know,
yeah.
I do know. No,
yeah.
My younger daughter is with Cancer, and I guess that's a very intense sign.
Emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Which she is.
Yeah.
But
how many kids do you have?
I have two.
And okay. they're two girls, and they're adorable.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry, you have 17 this,
yeah,
this year. 17. Is that more or less than
average?
Average. Okay, and
I've
whose
had,
family?
I think I've had up to 20. It's my family,
okay.
my sister and her family, and my aunt, and some like her kids and my cousin. It's just all family.
Okay, amazing. And your
yeah.
husband's family? Or they're
no.
in Greece?
His mom is in Greece, actually.
Was he born there?
No.
Okay.
But his mom came here. It's funny we're talking about her.
Yeah.
When she was like 16 and
oh my gosh.
Went to UCLA.
Oh,
so
wow.
she's like from
yeah.
Athens. She's Greek.
But
Greek.
You have more family here than he does.
Yeah, he doesn't have any family
oh,
here.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, our families are now, you know, we've been together for like 25 years. So our family, or 20 years. So we're family.
As of Monday.
Yeah. What a nightmare.
Monday was 20.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. So similar. Do you have a table? I have too many questions before we move on.
Go.
Do you have a table to seat 17?
No. So, I mean, of course not. As
oh, I don't know why.
As I'm a normal person.
And yeah.
I said that's so unrelatable. I'm like, so do you have formal dining? Oh,
that's a great question, though.
Of course. No. And, you know, most people don't. There's so many different ways to do it. And I've done a lot of different things over the years. Like my biggest space to accommodate like maybe 20 people, which is what I had last year, is outside my covered patio. So last year I dragged out my dining room table, you know.
It was so cold last year.
I was going to say, do you
have heaters?
Yeah.
But everyone was like, can we go inside now?
I know. So we'll see what happens next week. But this year I have enough for my outdoor dining table. It's like 12 or 13 adults. And then I have like a little sitting area where the kids are going to be nearby. So you just kind of
cute.
It's like not about perfection.
Yeah.
You know, it's about just like working with what you have. I'm not doing rentals, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't need to.
Yeah.
But a lot of people.
I own my rentals.
Okay.
So I've invested in 20 chairs.
That's amazing.
And
they're folding
six tables.
Yeah, where you have extra chairs.
Yeah, I'll bring my chairs from inside, and my dining room table will be a buffet, which is actually great because when you're doing a buffet on a table, you want the chairs away anyway.
Yes.
So they'll move outside.
Perfect.
Cute.
Yeah, we'll see you guys.
Will you have anyone helping you with cooking, cleaning?
No. But I am ordering Annie Campbell food.
Okay, amazing.
Okay, well, this is – next week is my biggest work week of the year.
Yeah.
So between
Black
the retail.
Friday.
Thanks for fitting us in.
Oh, of course. What a joy. But between the retail and everybody's needs and how busy our store is for Thanksgiving linens, then we also have Black Friday, which is something we've been working on for months and months. And I'll be working a lot next week on both of these different things.
When's Cyber Monday? The next Monday?
Yeah. It's all like the same.
Yeah.
Black Friday is next Friday? Yeah.
Yes.
And then cyber. Okay.
Yeah. But our sales event starts on Thanksgiving.
And do you do everything when you do that, like those promos, or do you just do select?
It's not everything, but it's a lot. It's like it's our biggest sale.
Is it the brown and blue gingham?
No.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why don't you go a week earlier next year?
You know, we've done different things. I think because this is such a busy sales week, we're selling so much full price right now.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't.
You don't need to.
But then, it's like funny. It's just one of those things where now, just like we were talking about earlier with the Substack, it's like you have to do this. You can't be a business like mine and not fully partake in Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Many companies, to your point, have already started. I've been doing it for a long time.
Yes.
You know, but we're just, we do it every year. It's almost like a day longer. So it's funny.
So you just said the Substack, which I did want to circle back to.
Yes.
You're doing that weekly, bi-weekly?
No.
Okay.
No. We started it.
Okay.
So
you have a presence.
Yes. It was a goal for this year of something that I knew I wanted to and needed to do. So we launched it. And then I think I've only done 3 posts. But I'll do more, you know.
And how long are they? Like a page?
Yeah.
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 Then what is the business? I mean, like my sister has one and she's had one since the beginning of it and was talking to me about the payment model, whatever. But now the more that I see, and correct me if I'm wrong, people are doing most of their content not paid and then they'll be like upgrade to paid.
Yeah.
But does that become confusing then?
I don't know. Okay. I'm not a huge Substack user. I'm trying to look at more of them.
Yeah. Are you charging for yours?
No.
Okay.
No.
See,
for
this
now,
is what
it's
I'm
just
seeing.
Like,
presence.
You know, it's presence and it's a way to talk about more things.
Yeah.
Like Instagram has become so polished.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think just with the rise of AI and ChatGPT and all of it, everything kind of starts to look the same.
Yes.
So for me, the Substack is also about like almost going back to my blogging roots of like, I actually love talking about this stuff in a way that feels personal.
Uh-huh.
And now, not like a diary entry personal,
but
you know, like my true point of view. And while everything we do at Heather Taylor Home is my point of view, it also is all kind of polished at this point. So
that's a good point, though.
Yeah.
Because it is lost on Instagram at this point, that level of personalized.
And I think we're all looking at Instagram
narrative.
And seeing this, you know, same things over and over again. And, you know, I even just have my own like issues with Meta and, you know, it's not – I don't want to put all of my everything into this one platform.
No.
Where we don't own the rails. Not that I own Substack rails.
No, exactly.
But, you know, I like to diversify.
I agree.
There's a lot that we're talking about, and I want to talk about it in different places.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like if I were to go on and just wanted to see you or just wanted to see you, I
end up
getting
this,
bombarded. K-hole. And in a, like a very unhealthy way, in my opinion.
Extremely unhealthy.
And that bothers me because, you know, I'll go on to see, like, I'm currently obsessed with Tibi and Amy Smilovic, the owner of Tibi. So I'll go on to look at they do lives and things, and then I'll get bombarded. Or the other day, I went on to look at your page, and then I'm then suddenly like, I'm like, I don't want to see it. I just want to see what I'm looking at.
Right.
But then I don't, it's kind of a yucky.
It's yucky for me as a daily experience.
Yes.
It's still really powerful for me as it's basically the new website. So, mm-hmm. you know, if I'm at an event and someone's never heard of Heather Taylor Home and I mention it to them. Mm-hmm. And then we separate. Like 2 seconds later, they're like, oh, they sent me a DM.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, your page is amazing. Yeah. Or I'll go into a meeting and an executive who I had never met until that day will say, oh, I spent hours on your Instagram today. So it's like people don't even go to my site to see what we're doing. This is now the new portfolio.
Exactly.
And so for that, I think it's really valuable. But of course, just like most people, I have so many issues with my own consumption of it and how it makes me feel yucky.
And suddenly you're not even meaning to consume in that to that level and then you are.
Yeah, and then you're on like toddler mom to four and you're like, what am I watching?
There's so many very
it's like
toxic
I got sucked into that at 5 a.m. and I'm like, ugh. But it is true. You go to your page, you get a feel for your style. Like
right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And it's kind of fun to put it together.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. Like I love photography. I love visuals. I was a kind of like teenager who had like lots of like Prada ads on my wall because I thought the photos were so amazing and I loved
gorgeous.
The colors
yes.
and all of that. And
same, by the way.
It's so
the
fun
high fashion.
Now, like when I'm doing shoots, which I do all the time, I'm like, I can't believe I get to do these shoots and think about what looks amazing together and what could be fresh and fun.
That's
so I love it for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the Substack, it's like, we'll see. It's a whole other platform and I'm enjoying it. I don't have a lot of time to do it, but I think it's positive.
I do too. And it doesn't have to be perfectly edited.
No, that's the whole thing.
You can't
supposed to not be.
Yes.
And with your, like, talking about Thanksgiving, you're like, it doesn't have to be perfect. If you were a perfectionist, it wouldn't work. You know what I mean? It takes the
not
whole
much
feel.
Works when you're a perfectionist.
No, true. But, like, it takes the whole feel out of it.
It takes
like,
the whole feel out of it.
Like, you styling a table.
And that's why, actually, like, you know, we just talked about ChatGPT. I actually don't think ChatGPT is great for this because people actually want – they want to feel authentic.
Like a raw conversation.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah. Not to say I don't run it through and say fix the typos.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, obviously.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's a fool not to. But it, you know, it's a little bit more raw and it's like back to something before things became so uniform.
I know.
So would you say that you're more traditional Thanksgiving or that you kind of reinvent it every year a little bit?
I definitely reinvent it every year. I always wait to see what's available because I want all of my customers and clients to have whatever they want of like our new patterns that are really exciting. So then whatever's left, that's what I end up using.
Oh, cool. That's cute.
And it's fun. It kind of can become a bit of a challenge because I'm like, oh, okay. I don't have like the go-to golds and browns. There's something a little different here, but let's make it feel fall and autumnal.
Yeah.
I love going to the flower market. I go with my friend Molly the day before Thanksgiving and we go and get a ton of flowers and she
bud
does
vases
her flowers
or arrangements.
Oh, like kind of bud vases.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It depends, but mostly.
Do you go super early?
Not super early, but yeah, on the earlier side.
Yeah. I love that.
And just see what inspires. Sometimes it's candles that I, you know, it's like there's always one thing that like sets the tone. And I always tell people, look and see what you have around.
Yeah.
And go from there. Like,
what type of candles do you like? That was actually on my list of questions.
I was just going to ask you.
Are you a taper or a pillar?
Both, but I like taper more.
Okay.
Yeah.
What the hell's taper pillar?
Taper is like thin and long, and then pillar is like thicker and shorter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like taper.
Who wants hurricane candles on their table? Some people. I like oil.
Oh, my God. Okay. Very cool.
Okay. So,
I mean, why? If we're going to just shoot, if we can get any candles, like the little oil ones.
You like those?
I don't know. They're chic. They're cool.
Yeah. There's so many.
I don't like when anything just, my family isn't fancy.
Yeah.
So like if I put a candelabra, like tall candles, not a candelabra, but you know what I mean? Like tall candles. Like I've never purchased one because everyone in my family would be like, move all this.
Oh, okay.
Somebody did a tablescape for me a few years ago for Thanksgiving. I think it was like the one time I hosted and they bought candlesticks and, you know, candle holders. And it made, was like very simple, and it made such a difference. It created it such a beautiful warmth and vibe.
Lighting is everything. Yeah. Lighting is everything.
Yeah. Lighting is everything.
I can't say it enough.
Lighting is everything.
It's a disaster if the lighting is a mess. If it, I can barely speak, look at beside myself.
Everything.
Like if the lighting is out of control, nothing else matters.
Oh.
So we need like golden, warm, low, cozy, everything. This is like my number one. Barometer.
My dad just redid his house and I walked in because I was there last weekend and he, I don't know why, changed all the bulbs to bright white.
Oh God, daylight?
Bright white. And even from coming in, I'm like, are we going to do an appendectomy? Like, are we doing surgery here? Yeah. This is the lead. He's like,
some
I picked
like
it. I like
blue
he
white.
He likes
it's
it.
So awful.
He likes it white. I go,
it's awful.
Even my husband was lobbying. We were like, just change the light bulbs. Please, God.
Change the light bulbs.
Or turn them off and just let's sit in the dark.
Who doesn't like amber?
It's got to be cozy.
It's
got to
be.
Who doesn't like amber?
I have a few lighting issues in my house that need to get resolved. And this will be like one of the, some of the first projects that I tackle in 2026.
So. Lighting is everything. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. So this is all to say a little bit of candlelight is a big deal.
Big deal.
For ambiance. Very big,
big deal.
I'm going to have a fire.
It's not about being fancy. It's about like creating a vibe.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Fire.
Indoor. I'm moving. What I'm doing is taking our living room. I'm going to move all the furniture into the garage.
Yes. This is.
And then set a long table.
This is perfect.
And 20 chairs in case there's more. And I'm going to set the fire, lower everything.
You're going to make it really cozy.
I'm going to try.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Okay.
It's not going to be perfect.
Do you have any rituals or certain things that you have to do every single year?
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
You know, it's evolved over time. There's a stuffing recipe. So like I said, I order the food from Andy, but we also make a lot of things.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there is a stuffing recipe that I used to make with my mom for many, many years. And now I make that at my house and I'm trying to get my daughters involved.
So cute.
I'm trying to teach them how to cook.
Yeah.
I think it's such a great skill, obviously. Yeah. And I've been making this New York Times pumpkin cheesecake for the last few years.
Oh my gosh.
It's really good.
Bomb.
Yes. So, you know, just a few little
staples.
Things. Yeah.
That
but
sounds
it's evolving
good.
Because I grew up in a different situation than my daughters are growing up in. You know, my mom spent the entire week cooking.
Oh my gosh.
And it was so cozy, you know.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Malibu.
Okay.
And I'm a third generation Angelina.
Wow.
Yeah. So that like holds such a special place for me, memories and coziness and holidays. Yeah. But of course it's so different like in my current situation where I'm like working all week, having the most intense work week of my year.
And
but
trying
also
to still
trying to create those
deliver,
traditions for the girls, deliver all that coziness. So, you know, I'm like trying my best.
I think you're succeeding.
I hope so.
I mean, but cooking, I don't know. My mom cooked just until recently and it destroyed. I mean, it is so taxing.
It's a lot.
You have to wake up at like 3 a.m. to start. It's crazy.
Yeah,
and so now we're
it's
like
very impressive.
It's very impressive.
The girls make this is cute. They always do the place cards. Like they draw place cards. You know, trying to involve them in different ways. They always help me set the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think all those things are special.
That's nice. You cooking this year? Oh. Are you doing Whole Foods again?
I ordered.
Oh, you do Whole Foods?
She loves Whole Foods.
Oh, God, here we go. Everyone
Wait, why?
Rails on me online.
Sorry, I'm shifting around. I'm a bruised tailbone.
It's the best.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've had that. It's awful.
Again, another thing.
You don't have a donut with you?
No, it's 5 weeks in, so it's like recovered.
How did it happen?
On a photo shoot. I was racing around like a psychopath.
You
slept.
And you fell?
No, I was moving too fast.
Oh.
I moved too fast.
Uh-huh.
And I was racing and I banged into like the corner of a couch so bad. And I had to get on a flight to New York the next day.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It was torture. But anyway.
Okay. I ordered a turkey from Whole Foods.
Yes.
Okay. They're insane. It's the best. I don't even like turkey.
Mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so good. And I ordered prime rib and gravy.
Yeah.
And then my niece, who's in college, she wants to cook all the sides.
That's
and she's
so going
to
nice.
Cook with my son, who's 8,
aww,
who's like an insane cook.
How did he learn insane. How to cook?
YouTube.
Wait.
Wow.
Ted is an insane cook?
Insane cook.
I've never heard you say this
insane
before. This is
cook.
Riveting.
He'll be like, do we have heavy whipping cream? I'm like, what?
What? You're like,
he makes
no.
the most amazing fried chicken. He made wait. Skirt steak the other day.
That's not like,
boiling oil for an 8-year-old?
No, it's a little bizarre. he made like Alfredo sauce from scratch, and we were all a little skeeved out, so none of us wanted to try it. And then it was really good. But the other day, our with all the rain, the gas went off because it was electric. And I was like, well, we don't have gas today. He pulled out, I thought this was so savvy, he pulled out my electric griddle and cooked a skirt steak for all of us and then sliced it. And we were all like, our neighbors were over.
He's allowed to use knives and boiling oil.
Yeah, I'm processing so many different
He did a ribeye for us 2 nights ago. It was insane.
What?
Whoa, this is this is surprising.
He shaves, he'll shave a bunch of potatoes and do mashed potatoes by himself.
What?
Like no one taught him.
He's using a mandolin?
I don't cook.
I'm frightened my to use oven a mandolin.
My oven was frightened. In Spanish for a year.
What are
and
you?
I'm like, oh.
God. Okay.
The kid can cook.
So maybe this is a thing for him.
I think so.
And your gas went out with the rain?
And he's like, let me find a solution.
The electric griddle. I was like, what? I was like, whoa. I guess you can cook steak
on a
griddle.
Does he bake or just cook?
Can't bake that great. Isn't that funny? He tries. What a loser.
What a loser.
You have failed us.
8 years old.
No, he can't bake worth shit.
God damn it.
He's more of a grill
master.
A grill master.
This is really so cute. I really want my girls to learn to cook. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
My kids
But I don't
are
let them watch YouTube.
How old are they?
They're not allowed to watch YouTube. So
how old are
I'll
they?
Have to teach them. 8 that's awesome. And 10, almost 11.
Oh, they're prime age. They'll love it.
Then you have to clean up after them, but
that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, look at you. You're all calm and ready to participate.
Very little rattles me.
God bless you.
I wish we could say the same.
Teach us
the ways. Okay. So how do you make, like, you don't buy everything new. You're saying you'll mix and match things and you'll use whatever you can get. Like you don't need it to all be like perfect.
No.
You just work with what you have and then
big
sometimes
time.
I think that's where you're the most creative. One is the most creative when you have to work with what you have.
I think it's also just realistic.
Yeah.
You know, like whether it's budget or time or whatever it is, like even with setting the table with florals or what's around, sometimes I'm like, "Oh, what can I forage from like my neighborhood or, you know, in my backyard?" And I know not everyone's going to do that, but it really is about seeing what's around you. And
do you ever use vegetables or things to like decorate the table?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's kind of cute. I like that. That's something I could see you doing.
Do you know what I discovered a few weeks ago? Sea lavender.
What's that?
It's insane.
Sea lavender.
Check it out.
Okay.
It's like, it looks like baby breath, but colored and thick.
Oh.
And like really... lush, like tight, and it lives forever.
Might you use it for Thanksgiving?
It smells awful.
Oh, so
it smells like the sea.
Oh dear. So what would the purpose be?
It lasts for like a month.
But if it smells
well,
gross.
I'm not going to use it for Thanksgiving, but I used it for like three parties in a row. And I was like, it was beautiful because I did all different colors, like an ombre going down the table.
Ooh, that sounds incredible.
I can't mismatch plates. I wish I were more chill.
I don't want to.
Oh.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, I don't want to.
It makes my body cringe a little.
It's not.
Because my plates aren't like chic or vintage or like it would look like I have mismatched.
You're reminding me because I have literally done nothing for Thanksgiving. That's probably something I need to start thinking about.
More plates.
Start thinking about.
Yeah.
Just my plate plan.
Yes.
But I will probably borrow some from Annie. I've done that in the past because she has big sets of plates. But we'll see. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
See? I know.
And then will you post pictures of what your whole situation looks like?
Of course.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait to see it.
It'll be so fun. I'll do videos all day.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow this.
It is a very fun day for us on Instagram, you guys, because so many people are posting their Heather Taylor home.
Yeah, tables. And this is your Super Bowl.
It's our Super Bowl.
It's your Super Bowl.
If I was going to be home for this Thanksgiving, I would be partaking in the Heather Taylor home decor.
For people who don't know how to put it together, I'm not saying that's you, but just in general, it does make it very easy. Because like the linens make such a big impact, you know, with like a big, gorgeous tablecloth and napkins. It makes it seem like you have it together. And even for me, I feel that way. Like Annie and I host that Sex in the City party book for our kids' schools. And we're both like, it's this hilarious thing that
Wait, are you doing it again?
No, no one came last year. Oh. We're such Sex in the City fanatics.
I'm coming to your Clearview one.
And most people, it turns out, are not at our level.
You're not. The questions were very hard.
We had so many
I came 2 years ago.
Details and
I was
special things, and they were lost on a lot of the guests, but it was fine. But this is all to say it's always on a weeknight, and we're both like working all week, and I really put down the Heather Taylor home linens in this gorgeous fuchsia and this cool black and white. I'm like, oh, it really works. Heather Taylor Home really works. Like, yeah. It makes it look like I've been working all day to make this event look amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's just kind of like a hack.
Yeah. What do you ever get candle wax on your linens?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I like wait for it to dry.
And iron it.
Pull it off.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't always come off. It depends on how bad it is.
That's the one thing I worry about with the linens.
But I've also done like the ironing. I've done freezing. I've done lots of different things.
Or just go with the credit card and.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to really let it dry.
Yeah.
I guess with some of the prints too, if you get out enough, you kind of can't see it.
We have a lot of prints that are very forgiving.
Forgiving.
Yeah. I have a lot of people come in. I have three boys. I'm like, oh, here's your area. You know, like don't get the.
If I order now, will I get it before Thanksgiving?
Well, by the time that this comes out, no. But yes, you could order like today. Probably.
Yeah.
Or I think the ground shipping cutoff was yesterday. Yeah. But I think it's still probably.
But I could
works.
Rush it.
Yeah. Two days is tomorrow.
Okay.
What do you think the number one thing people overthink when trying to decorate for the holidays?
That's like trying to make it perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to recreate maybe what they had as a kid.
Yes.
Like times have changed.
Yes.
But I really do think it's trying to make it perfect is the number one. And even though, you know, we all have our level, like you and I don't want to mix and match plates.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, for some people that might be okay. Like, but then there's a person who's like, I have to have every single chair the same. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's just.
Pick your poison.
Pick your poison. Yeah. And again, it's like the perfectionism thing. It's
it is. You know what it reminds me of? Like, I don't know. I've been thinking about this a lot. The people that have their trees professionally designed for Christmas. And I'm like.
Yeah. But to, you know.
Like, I would never.
Oh, well, I would never. But, you know, if that's
but
your
to
jam.
To each their own.
Of course.
I was like, it needs to feel personalized. It needs to have, like, your kids in it and your family
for
in
me,
it.
For me. That's what I want, you know.
But Thanksgiving? No, I'm a nut.
Yeah. Okay.
A nun? I want to streamline everything.
Yeah, it's a lot to do.
Do you ever like match with? Well, you do actually. This you can see, I've seen the cutest matching outfits with you and your daughters. But do you is it important for you to match on with your daughters on Thanksgiving
oh,
or
God,
what is
no
what is your I would want to if I had little girls.
Oh, I want to.
Okay,
but dream
like,
of my
no.
life oh, okay. was dressing them as dolls.
Yeah,
when they were younger.
Thank
dream
you.
Of
thank it, you. It's
I am not
my dream.
Kidding. When
it's
I
my dream.
Reflect on my life, I believe that will be one of my happiest things.
Okay,
is the joy of dressing them as little girls.
God,
like it was
so
the
now,
cutest thing I've ever
have
done.
One of those.
It was so cute. And now, of course, I have zero control over what they
okay.
wear. But
okay.
I feel good about it because it all feels totally age appropriate. And if we were like, if they were in little smocked bonbon dresses right now and knee socks, it would be weird.
It'd be weird.
That's
way
the dream.
Like,
look,
I, could,
that's
I have a
dream.
5-year-old girl and she is very, I mean, she's very decisive.
By the
there
time my younger one was
there
five,
was,
she was
no,
like,
there was no putting
five.
Her in
wow.
anything.
But I got a lot of years with my older one and probably 5 years with the younger.
The younger
okay.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I know, they're all different.
They like to match. They like to wear, like, they love when we wear matching pajamas still.
Oh. Same. Like, that's one thing pajamas? I can get away
yeah.
with.
The home space, you know.
Yeah. But what's going to be your Thanksgiving look? Do you have any ideas? Or do you just go super cash?
Comfort?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Comfort. But chic.
Dress?
Like maybe skirt and tops, skirt and sweater,
cozy,
cozy chic, cozy at home hostess.
Uh-huh. You don't wear heels though.
Oh God, no.
What? Some people do.
Will you be like sometimes?
No,
I don't.
I won't
I
even wear
never.
Shoes, but then I want to wear shoes.
I'm pretty low key.
Yeah.
And also like you have to be comfortable. I'm running around. I'll get over 10,000 steps just working in my house that day.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
So I'll be moving around a lot. Mm-hmm. And of course I'll change once I've done most of the work. But you know, like probably maybe a pretty skirt and like a cozy sweater and then my little Chanel slingbacks, which Sam knows are like my daily drivers.
And I don't understand how she wears the tan and the black little slingbacks.
And the black on black.
But the tan looks so good on your skin. And I find that it is hit or miss if that tan looks good on you. And every time
You've
I see it on you, I want
skin,
those
though.
Shoes.
It would 100% look perfect on you.
It does. It washes me out for
no,
some
no.
reason. I don't
no,
know.
No.
Every time she wears them, I'm like, I want
sold.
Them.
Dozens of those shoes.
Yeah, she has by wearing them.
Dozens. I wear them almost every day.
Yeah.
And they would, I can guarantee.
I should have had you bring them.
Incredible on you. There's no question.
I'm going to try them on next time you wear them.
I prefer the black on black.
Oh.
Prefer.
Because you think that
they're just better. They're just a little, like a dash chicer, I think.
But the
I love
tan pops on you. I always notice it when you wear it.
Okay.
And it makes me want that shoe.
It would look great on you.
Ugh. I'm just obsessed with your fingernails.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. They are very nice.
Thank you so much. That's a good
Connie. I love it.
I think at this point, to not have long nails is like a progressive. Yeah,
it's very progressive. It's
a big I did move these yesterday. I had them short
That's
for 2 weeks.
That's how I feel about only having one piercing. It feels at
I
this point.
I fucked it up. I know.
It feels like a big bold
move. I know.
I love one piercing. There was a long time where I wanted just one.
I had it forever. I had it until up until last year. Like, why did I get pierced at 42?
Oh, it seems to be happening. My daughters are so confused about so many things about me, like the short nails and the one
classic. You're just classic.
So I tell them.
So I did these nails yesterday, and I'm like, and I was had short nails for the last 2 weeks, really loving it.
But that's so fun. I've been noticing them the whole time. I mean,
you
come
have,
on.
But then yes. Now I'm like, I don't know. I feel cheesy now. I'm like, I want short nails.
It's only because
again.
We're sitting next to her. We'll feel fine once we leave. No.
You'll feel better than fine. Yeah. You'll feel amazing.
Well, everything will go back to normal once we're not sitting next.
I can get out of here right now.
Just
do a lap.
I am done. I am done with the. I'm coming to a close with the long nails. I think.
Oh, really? Wait, why?
I just think it's chicer short.
Well, period. End of story. Yeah, it is.
It is.
There's no question. But this is really fun.
It's fun. Thanks.
And like flirty and sexy.
They feel like dirty. Yeah, like glammy sammy. But they just start to feel dirty. And then I'll take a like I'll really what it is. What's really been getting to me is like take a photo of something and I'm like, ew, those look so gross.
Because you're looking at the underbelly of them.
No, but even when they're brand new. But I don't know. They're just plasticky. I don't know. I think I'm done.
Okay.
For
I love this new Sam.
Wait, hold on.
If I could take them off right now, I would. What's next for me is just short red, short pink, short black.
What color do you have on them now? Love is in the bear.
Baby take a vow.
Whoa.
Maybe.
What brand?
OPI.
Baby take a vow.
It looks like clear. It looks good.
That's it very, very nothing. I love a shine buff. Nothing, nothing, nothing. But then this is like one step beyond a shine buff.
I'm not clean enough for a shine buff.
I'm ready to. I actually want these off.
But here's the thing. I don't like gel.
Look at us gripping our hands.
Wait, that's not gel?
No. I don't do gel.
That's why it looks so good.
Gel icks me out.
How long will that last you?
Who cares? It'll chip. You won't even know.
That's what I was going to say.
But how long will it look shiny like that?
Oh. Well, I'll touch base with you. I'll give you a day-by-day report.
Did you have those done yesterday?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe
they look brand new.
Maybe like 4 days, they'll look really good.
Why did
exactly?
Why did Europe ban gel?
Because it's toxic.
Well, but then you're not going every week.
Of course not. No. You see me.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not. But sometimes I do love to go for a variety of reasons. It's like makes me feel like I'm taking care of I'm so low maintenance that it makes me feel like I'm doing something luxurious for myself. And also it makes me feel a little bit pulled together.
And also if you're not doing gel, it doesn't take a tremendous amount of time.
Well, it takes 20 minutes.
It's a time kill with my daughter. I'm like, you want a mani-pedi? She's like, yeah.
I love doing it with my daughter.
Oh, you take her to this one?
Yeah, I like them clean. I'm also doing a lot of stuff. Like, yeah, I know. I don't know how to have long nails. And I mean, how do you?
I can't
like,
either.
Do?
I can't.
I don't. And I was like, what? I was downtown doing like jewelry stuff yesterday, and I was like trying it on earrings, and I'm like, I can't. Like, I had to have someone help me take my earring out, and I was like, this is absurd.
I'm in a lot of conversations with my daughter about, you know, she wants a lot of stuff. Yeah. You know, and like long nails is one. I'm like, but you play basketball and you do all these things. Like, how are you going to do all the things that you do?
She's and you're like, a prisoner. I'll figure it out. Yeah. You're stuck for a while.
Well, you know what? Enjoy your last hurrah with those.
I kind of want to see you next week at school with chic little nails.
I had black for 2 weeks. Sure. And loved it.
Okay.
I'm by the way.
I'm so excited.
You are going to see me.
And
you
then
are.
This Chanel flats.
I mean, what size are you? I need to try yours
39.
On.
39.
Okay. Wait, I need to try yours
on. I'm sure
you're
like a 37, right? Obviously.
And a half.
You're not going to be here, are you?
I'm going
to
be.
Are you going to wear these to Hawaii?
I don't want to. My plan, like yesterday, this was grandiose Hawaii nails, and now I want them off.
Oh, God, you would travel with, you'd be trapped on an island with those?
You're freaking her out. You don't understand. I'll gnaw these puppies off. If I have to.
No. Don't do that. Let's just get them taken off together.
All right. Wait. So, do you wear an apron when you cook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a Taylor Home apron.
I was gonna say. They're like so cute.
They are cute. And we have matching adult kid ones.
Sorry, Ted and I need those.
Dead. Yeah, they're so cute. Oh my God. Yes.
Ted and I need those.
That's the 8-year-old cook, the chef.
The chef.
The boy who can't bake for shit.
Okay, I'm gonna do some rapid fire questions for you.
Okay,
And then we can see how much time we have. I know we started a little late. Okay, what's your favorite Heather Taylor Home pattern right now?
Soho Bordeaux. I think it's the one you were referencing. Mm-hmm. It's like a deep burgundy. It's amazing.
Is it very like the Gucci rich. Shoebox right now? Have you seen that?
No, no. What's that?
The new Gucci shoe boxes are like what you're describing. Okay. Like glossy, magenta and crimson. Glossy crimson.
See. Send yes. me a pic.
I will. Okay. Real tree or fake tree?
Real.
And when do you put your tree up?
I'm an outlier in this, I think, because I basically start celebrating Christmas in July or June, June or July, when we do photo shoots all summer long.
I love you.
So by December, I'm like, so that's done. So I put it up like December like 13th, 14th, 15th, late. Oh. And then guess when I take it down?
The 26th.
Like maybe the 25th.
Oh, whoa. Same.
No, I
same.
Am done.
Like, I'm whoa. Done. Interesting.
Like, I will take it down the night of Christmas if oh, yeah. I have the time. Where I'm
oh,
like,
of course.
Let's go back to a clean
I love
air.
The decor so much. Like I'm passionate about the lights and the it's bows and everything.
It's a lot.
But it's so intense.
Yes.
And I'm with it on and off for 6 months. Uh-huh.
I hadn't thought about that.
So then I'm like, I only want it up for about 10 days.
Yeah.
She oh, told so me. Good. Of last week that she took her Halloween stuff down on Halloween.
Of course. No, midday.
I drove past a house that had the skeleton still up. I was like,
me
you
too.
Monster.
Yesterday.
I'm like, but does anybody trick or treat at your house?
No, but okay, we do a major indoor decor situation.
Oh.
Like big time.
Got you.
And that was one of my early Substacks. Was about,
when
like,
does that go up?
It's early. That's like October 1st. That's yep. really fun. Because yep. I'm not shooting it
yes,
for 6 months.
You're it's not just, sick of it.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
We love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Most overrated holiday decor trend.
Ooh, good one. Which holiday?
Yeah, which?
Any. Maybe Christmas?
Christmas.
I have to. Nothing's coming to mind. I have to think about that first.
Okay,
like flaccid bows.
Most underrated host move.
Most underrated host move. Like not. This is like a triple negative. Just not making everything yourself. You don't need to make everything yourself.
Yes.
People feel like they have to kill themselves to do everything, and you really don't.
Yeah.
It can. You know, a relaxed host.
Less
is
more. Yes. Yes. You're calm.
Yes.
Okay, dream dinner guest alive or dead?
That's really fun. Oh, probably Martha, honestly.
That's
it would
a
be
great.
A huge challenge.
Alive or dead. I was
no,
like,
but
she's
I'd love
dead?
To, she would like she'd she be would tear me down.
She
no
is
way.
So...
No, not in no. a bad way. I would like she'd be like There's... this is this you need to do this. And I'd be interested.
She's so
be, like,
dry and direct.
Yeah, it'd be a good learning experience. Yeah.
Do you believe in the don't meet your heroes
definitely.
Saying?
Oh, yeah,
that
very
would,
much
it
so.
Could be disturbing and amazing at the same time.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
Okay, what's your most chaotic holiday family story? You seem very calm, so I don't see you getting chaotic.
I don't know. I maybe I'm not good at this part of this.
No, I'm just
I'm trying to think what it is.
But I feel like it's you seem chill and calm.
I am
in these environments.
Calm. Yeah.
So maybe it isn't
calm. Very
yeah.
little.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll think
Do
about
you
that
like
too.
Holiday music?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Who doesn't?
I love the Nutcracker soundtrack.
Oh my God,
you
are
too?
We?
You too?
Are we should do a 23andMe and see if we're related.
That's at the end. We're going to swab you.
Let's do that.
Seriously.
That's what this is all about. You guys already know the answer, I'm sure. I love holiday music. I think it's so cozy.
Yes. Okay. So do I.
A fire and Nutcracker soundtrack?
Are you kidding?
Are you kidding?
Nutcracker soundtrack is a really big
good night.
My youngest loves Christmas music. He any time
best.
Of the year.
Yeah. But people Christmas who have movies, ever worked retail love- hate it.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
do you prefer to be home or travel?
Home.
Home. I guess it's for you.
Homebody.
Heather Taylor.
I mean, you can answer
home.
For me as we are now.
Do you like to travel though?
I love travel.
Okay. With the kids.
Yeah. I love traveling with the kids,
yeah.
with a friend. With
when do you guys typically do your family? Do you do more than one a year or do you do one big one a year?
We do like a big spring break.
Yeah.
And then we travel in this, a little bit in the summer. Mm-hmm. We actually just planned a trip to Santa Fe right after Christmas. We're going to go have a little Santa Fe excursion.
Santa Fe is beautiful. It's going to be snowy still?
Yeah.
Love it.
We go camping in the summer. We do. We love traveling.
So fun.
And I love traveling with friends.
Yeah.
Like I go to New York all the time for work alone. That's really fun. I love it all. But I am a homebody.
Yeah.
I've started to enjoy that.
Which?
Going to New York for work.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. It's kind of nice.
Yes. It's very happy. Very happy.
You enjoy it?
I enjoy it now. Yeah. Turned a corner.
She definitely
didn't know. Yeah. And everyone I worked with knew I didn't like traveling. Oh. So they would check in on
me. So what changed?
Probably having kids.
Yeah.
And knowing it was like a getaway, you know?
It is a getaway.
It's like you really have time to yourself.
Yes.
In a hotel room by yourself.
It's such a luxury.
Yeah. And you feel like so independent in New York.
I know.
You know?
I kind of feel like I'm LA,
I feel coddled. But New York, I'm like, all right, here we go.
I know. There's nothing like that excitement of waking up for a day in New York City.
Just getting a coffee at a random shop.
It's very fun.
Okay, so wait, what? Just a couple more questions. What are you most excited about, like new products that you have coming up, or do you have?
We just launched our first candle today. I should have brought you guys one.
Oh my gosh, amazing!
It's so beautiful. We've been working on it for a long time, scented candle,
and it's just one.
Just one. It's orange blossom and jasmine.
Oh, I love orange blossom.
Very much inspired by LA.
I love that.
It's so pretty and delicious. So I'm really excited about our candle. We have some really fun things coming out in the new year. We're launching a whole collection that's for nurseries and kids, and a lampshade collection. Just cool stuff.
Do you have linens?
Bed linens?
Yeah.
We really don't, but we have a collaboration with a company store out right now with tons of bed linens. That's so fun.
Would you ever want to partner with like some, not that I have a connection for you, but I'm just wondering, like, would you ever want to take it to the next step and partner with like Target and get in stores?
That's literally this is on my list right now. Like partnerships and major collabs.
We have it right now.
Yeah.
We have a big collaboration that's out right now. It came out on October 8th. There's over 60 SKUs.
With Target?
With the company store. So it's all bedding. Okay.
Yeah. The that's where I ordered my
It's amazing.
From.
Yeah. I love it.
Because Target has two holes in their market, I feel like.
Oh, what do you think they are?
Linens and bedding. I mean, they have Casaluna, but it's good. It's fine.
Yeah.
But linens, they're linens. Linens and bedding, I feel like, and pets.
Pets.
Interesting.
We did a pet collab with a company called Foggy Dog.
That's so cute.
Oh. Yeah.
So are you going out to some of these companies that you think would be fun? They're coming to you.
They're all coming.
They're
to
coming
me.
To you. Yeah. And I think the thing with bedding, it's different because then you're dealing with so many different sizes and things.
Yeah.
And I think that inventory gets a little.
I would love to work. Like, it's been incredible to work with the company store. And we have another one coming out in spring, summer.
And they
with
handle
them.
That. Yeah.
The quality is so good.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really fun to like work with a giant company like that. But more of that. That's one of my favorite parts of the job is working on those collaborations.
I love that.
I'm so glad.
So your holiday does not need to be perfect.
No. It cozy.
It just needs to feel like yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
You say cozy, I feel hodgepodge.
Hodgepodge.
Well, it's whatever's cozy for you.
It's not cozy for me.
Okay. Like, you know, you can't do the plates that are mix and match. That's going to like send you over the edge.
Like, so, almost so much that I'm like, I'll just go to IKEA.
But why not? Like, I love that idea. What?
Go to IKEA?
Yes.
I'm going to go to IKEA and finish out like
wine glasses.
You could go to
Crate and Barrel and do it also. Like, a crate.
Because I don't want 20. I don't want to feel married to these 20 plates.
But there's some really economical options.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. I do like the romantic idea of having like all vintage plates and you know, they're all.
Oh, who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, what are you? Let's I don't even have room to put where my.
Well, I got married and I was like, the most I'll ever have is 12.
Right.
And then I was like, I'll add four more. And now I'm like at 16 and I'm like one odd man out.
All of my forks are disappearing. I don't know why.
Oh, no.
Like, I have like so many spoons and knives, but my forks seem to be disappearing.
My silverware sucks.
Yeah, I want new silverware.
You guys, we got to get sorted out. We have a week.
I'm going to get real wine glasses.
Okay, as opposed to the fake ones?
What are the fake ones? Yeah, I guess as opposed to the fake. Yeah, I want real wine glasses.
Okay.
I want 20 real wine glasses.
Okay.
And I will use them. If I have 20 chairs, I should have 20 wine glasses.
Whoa.
It's very true, right?
Yeah,
and if I have 20 chairs, I should have 20 plates.
Yeah.
Okay. So you know what? This is the year I'm going to invest in myself.
I think you should.
I just need to figure out the rest.
Are you still into J. Crew? I wore my boiled wool blazer for you. We were in a text chain. I mean, I guess we technically still are, but we fizzled a bit.
Yeah, we
called
did.
J. Crew freaks.
Oh, I'm very into J. Crew.
Oh, you still are?
Oh yeah, I was on one of my recent New York trips. I met with the CEO. It was so fun.
Olympia.
Oh, Libby.
Okay.
Yes, I've now like worked with them a couple of times. I'm so into it. I think they're doing the most amazing job.
Are you still buying clothes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you send me some of your top?
Yeah, I'll send you all my.
Can we revive?
You know, I moonlight as a stylist on the side.
I'm not shocked.
I basically have like clients who text me and I style their looks.
And Where are you getting things from? Everywhere?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And this is a nonprofit business, by the
way. Oh, okay.
A passion
all of my, it's a not all of my businesses are like nonprofit. They end up being. It's like, I'm like,
but
what am I doing?
It's so fun. It's so like, fun. It's my like when I distract, so I like yeah. a distraction. It's so fun to pull together looks.
Will you send me some of your top J. Crew things
yeah,
later?
Yeah, there's some amazing things right
so
now.
It's Heather and I and Lindsay Goldfein. You know Lindsay Goldfein. Mm-hmm. It was a trio.
We were really
J. Crew freaks.
It's just someone who calls you Glammy Sammy.
Yes,
which
Glammy
I love because you are very glammy.
Thank you.
And I'll be sad to see the nails go.
Will you? Yeah. Then you'll be like chic-y.
It's
Sammy.
Not really part of like
you know. It's funny. I hate it on most people, and it doesn't bother me on you.
It's no. not. It's not part
it's
of what
like you're glam. Well, it kind of, it's like you are glammy, Sammy. You're yeah. so fun with a car oh, and the yeah. nails yeah. and the face.
I got a flat tire
hair.
Today. That's
like,
why I'm in my minivan.
Okay, well, we'll sorry. Ignore it.
Okay, know. So biggest collabs that you have coming out or that are already out? Company Store, is that out already?
It's out, and then we have a spring summer one coming out.
With Company Store.
Yeah, in a few months.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I know you have to be out of here.
You guys, thank you for having me. You guys are
will
so
you come
cute.
Back?
Anytime.
I feel like anytime. We have a lot more to cover.
I know.
Do we?
We do.
Okay,
I'm
bad at the quick fire, so we
but,
won't do that
But
again.
Just like you're so dynamic and smart and so nice fun to talk to.
Thank
and
you.
And Glammy I don't Sammy. See you enough. So if it means me getting you in here just to talk to you,
you guys,
I'm into
let's do it.
It.
Let's do it in the new year.
Yes.
I'll be back.
So you can find Heather on Instagram, Substack, Heather Taylor Home Store in Silver Lake.
Westwood, but
oh,
that's okay.
Not in Silver Lake
no.
anymore. Oh, it's always Westwood.
Yeah.
I guess I just imagined.
I just imagined you were in Silver Lake.
Your early days were Silver Lake.
No days. In
no,
Silver Lake.
you were knitting in Silver Lake.
Oh, I did the weaving. Yeah. Okay. Yes, I did the weaving.
You've always been in Westwood
Park. Yes.
Stop the press.
Yeah.
Wait, really though?
Right around the corner from the Hammer.
Is that not? I was at the Hammer last night.
Oh,
Westwood.
Is that annoying for you?
Yes.
Okay.
On another
but
level.
But you picked that location, I would imagine, because of
tune in for our second installment. We could talk about why I picked the location.
Great.
Westwood.
Great. Tune in. Thank you. Don't worry about it.